Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it is, folks. It's your boy C Hicks, and I'm here with the homeboy straight from Louisville, KY, Doe Fresh the Don. And welcome to us giving out unscripted takes on the unscripted business. And with all that being said, let's go ahead and network, you dig? And you can also find me on Facebook as Carl Hicks, that's Carl H-I-X, and I'm on Instagram as C Hicks, that's C dot underscore H-I-X, and I'm on Twitter, but I really ain't on Twitter. Man, a big homie right here, Doe Fresh the Don, you can check out Doe Fresh the Don on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold, and that's sold with an S, as in support, and that ain't just law, there's black law. Rebel music. So, let's go.
Man, what's good? What's good with it, C. Hicks? You already know how it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Just blessed to be alive. Blessed to be able to do another show with you. You know what I'm saying? Unscripted Network, where we keep it real. Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, what we talking about tonight, fam?
Well, I mean, you know, the main talk right now is, you know, other brother Nipsey Hussle, you know what I mean? And I mean, you know, I'm always on the goddamn computer. You know, that's how I'm saving goddamn electricity, because I'm not really looking at TV. I'm just looking at the goddamn computer and just getting this information. I'm like Johnny Five. I don't know if you've seen the movie Short Circuit before, but the goddamn computer the robot came to life. His name was Johnny Five, and he kept saying input, input, input. But
I remember that shit.
Yeah, that's like what I feel like, you know, when I'll be looking at it. Anyway, you know what I mean? Just two more different circumstances concerning this Nipsey Hussle thing, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure you may have heard of him, but if not, you know, I'll let you know what I've come across. You know what I mean? Now, the first thing, you know what I'm saying, is that the brother's name is, God damn it. What was the damn attorney general name? Was it Terrence Holder or Stephen Holder, something like Eric Holder?
Eric Holder.
That's the brother's name. Yeah, that's the brother's name. You know, that's a hell of a funny ass coincidence, but that's the brother's name. Secondly, you know, from what I'm seeing, from what I'm hearing, and what it's really about was that the brother, you know, he was damn a government informant, basically a snitch. And I guess, you know, from what I'm hearing is before, you know what I mean, he shot Nipsey, he was around there, and Nipsey was told him, like, man, you a snitch. I don't know his exact words, but it was, you know, an effective, you a snitch, you can't be around here, some shit like that. Now, I've heard that, you know, from sources, you know, via YouTube and things like that, people channels and shit, you know, the woke folk channels and shit, that he wasn't saying it disrespectfully. It was like, you know, you a snitch, man. I guess, you know, it ain't, I don't know how he said it, but it must have been a way where dude either felt some kind of way or something, because he came back and he touched him. You know what I mean? And like, he not only touched the brother, man. You know what I'm saying? I seen the video, but I never really paid attention to it, because I ain't trying to keep saying that shit. But they saying he shot that man, shot him again, and then went back over and shot him again, and then kicked the man. You know what I'm saying? And then kicked the man. You know what I mean? And that just bring me to thinking, like, you know, if that really is it, you know what I mean? That's basically what's a confirmed story almost, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, sources close to Nipsey, you know what I mean? From people that I'm hearing it from. But I'm like, if that's the case, what in the hell did Slim snitch about? You know what I mean? That's, you know what I mean? I'm like, God damn it. That make him really feel that. I'm, what in the hell did he snitch about? You know what I mean? And I, you know, he's been arrested and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, first off, man, let us say from Unscripted, on behalf of both of us, man, R.I.P. to Nipsey Hussle, man, you know, like, taken too soon, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude was a dope artist, But even more than that, you know what I'm saying? Dude was giving the youth and giving niggas all across the world inspiration, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially right there where he was murdered at, you know, in his hometown, you know what I'm saying, in L.A.
Yeah.
And Crenshaw, you know what I'm saying, or Slauson, you know. So first off, let me say that, man. I just got to say a lot of respect for Nipsey Hussle, because it's like, man, we always say, you know, we say, damn, dog, why come our celebrities, man, like they get their money and they just forget about the people at the bottom. They say, fuck it, you know, they good. Yeah. And, you know, that dude, man, he, the neighborhood he grew up in, he could have opened his store anywhere, you know what I'm saying, anywhere out in the suburbs and all that, but he opened his store right on the block that he grew up on, you know what I'm saying, put it there smack in the hood and employed people, you know what I'm saying, people that he grew up with that's from the hood and shit, and he bought the majority of that whole little shopping center. He owned all that. If you watch some of his interviews, he said how the one dude was like kind of like racist, basically, and he wouldn't let them eat let them eat in the store. Shit, he's paying him rent, like, cause he owned it.
Yeah.
So So Nip was making some power moves. Regardless, we'll even take music out of the equation. If you thought he was dope, if you thought he was garbage, you know what I'm saying? Just that fact alone, what he was doing with his platform and his money, man, you know, you gotta respect that, man. You cannot be black and not respect that. So with that being said, like you said, now everything you said, I heard the same things, you know, via the internet too. And it, like you said, man, when I watched that video, it seemed like dude's feelings was hurt. That was anger, bro. It wasn't like, dude, it was just like, bro, for you to shoot a nigga, and then, you know what I'm saying, he like walked off, and then he realized, you know, I guess he seen the Nip was, you know, because he was moving and shit, almost like he's like, oh, well, shit, he might survive this. Walk back up and dome shot him, you know what I'm saying, finish the job, walk away, then walk back up again and kick him in the head, bro, like when he already a dead man, come on, man. Like, it was almost like he had some built-up hate for him. And, you know, like, I'm not saying, because, you know, like they said, I heard that too, that he said, he told him he can't be around there respectfully. And you got to respect that. Like, some people say, well, he shouldn't have did that. But it's like, man, come on, man. Nip from the streets. He didn't, you know, elevated his life and shit. But at the same time, you still going to be live by them principles. It's like, bruh, if you a snitch, you know the era we live in. Dude, if he's standing outside of the store or whatever, and he's talking to Nip, all it takes is a couple people to snap some pictures, and then they put it on Instagram. You know, they'll make a whole story of, Nipsey Hussle. He run with informants. Yeah. His whole crew's rats. You know what I'm saying? Like, then that fuck his reputation up. So people ain't really looking at
all
the big picture, man. Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like you said, from what we pretty much gathered the same information. If that's it. Now, I know a lot of the people that believe in the whole conspiracies and shit. Like, I've been seeing people like, man, he could have been hired by the government. Like you said, well, we already know he worked as an informant. I seen some. I don't know how true it is, but I seen that he didn't already body. He already been caught like two bodies, and he's out.
Heard that.
So that's saying that he is a snitch, because ain't no way you catching two bodies and you out, and the dude ain't number 29. So it's like, it ain't like he an older cat that done did a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? So that would confirm. But, you know, I mean, that's just public information. You should be able to look it up and see, you know what I'm saying, what he told on, you know what I'm saying, who he told on or whatever. But it's just sad, man, if that's the case. It's like, bruh, we got to do better, man, especially as black folks, man. It's like, damn, like, we, man, that hating shit, man, that's that crabs in the barrel mentality. It's almost like back to the deep-rooted slave, back to the when we were slaves, man, like field niggas trying to, you know, make a way and do some shit, and they trying to break away from master and shit, and you always got a house nigga that's just like, nah, fuck that, nigga, you know what I'm saying, and get a nigga killed, you know, get the field niggas killed and shit. I mean, I know it's 2019, but it's basically the same mentality. Like, this nigga that came, that's what it seemed like to me. Like, Nipsey came up, they know each other a little bit from, even if it's just from being around the way. They might not know each other like best friends or cool like that, but still. And he seen this nigga do something with his life, bro, elevate. And I also seen about an hour ago that dude was an inspiring rapper himself. And the dude had like a few songs on SoundCloud with like 180 followers or something. So, you know, it could have been that too. He could have been asking Nip to put him on and shit, like, man, put me on with the music and shit. Nip like, nah, man, like, you a rat? And nah, like, pretty much just nah. And, you know, it could have been something that simple. He killed him over something like that, man. It's just, that's ridiculous though, man, if that was the case.
And then, you know, I heard somebody else say, you know, it goes down into, like, mental illness. I think they were saying, like, dude was, you know, like, you know, mentally ill. You know, it was, like, documented somewhere, some shit like that. He was, like, mentally ill. But still, we still got to go into mental illness. I mean, because you got to be fucked up in the head to get fucked up like that over some shit like that. Even if, whatever, if it boils down to him basically exposing him to himself, I don't think he was saying out loud, like, this nigga snitched. It was like he probably just telling him. They said it, but respectfully, like, man, you know, you a snitch, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's a vibe you don't want for all the things you just said. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know,
and then you could tell it was a personal vendetta against Nipsey because how he did him, like, you know, what we stated previous, how he kicked him in the head after he killed him. And then the other dude that he killed on the video, the other dude got shot. I think it was two other dudes that got shot. But the one dude, he was laying right there, too, on the ground. You know what I'm saying? So if he really wanted to just murk everybody, he could have killed. He could have, after he shot Nipsey, he could have walked right over to dude and dome shot at him, too. So, you know, it was like them dudes, they just got hit. They just kind of got caught because they was chilling with Nipsey or whatever. But he wanted Nipsey, man. Like, he had something personal against Nipsey. You know what I'm saying?
Now, another thing, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty sure you might have heard, too, that, you know, dude was greenlit, you know what I'm saying? And before I even jump into it, you know, Nipsey even getting honored by the goddamn police. I done seen a post where Nipsey getting honored and this shit by the goddamn, because he was going to meet with LAPD, you know what I'm saying, to talk about, you know, the gang violence, how to solve it, things like that. Things that could be done, and, you know, he was going to holler at them. I think it was probably like today or some shit, I don't know, or, I mean, the day after or something, you know what I mean? But, anyway, man, what I was going to say is that, you know, the dude, I forget, what the fuck is his name? The killer dude?
Eric Holder.
Oh, yeah, Eric Holder, Shitty Cuz.
A.K.A. Shitty. Yeah, A.K.A. Shitty, what was his name? Fly Mac or something like that, or something Mac.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's been reported that two of his goddamn family members were shot. I don't know. I can't say for sure they were killed or not, but I done seen that. You know what I mean? Two of his family members got shot. When I type it in, there's a bunch of videos about it. I can't see no goddamn official news joints. You know what I'm saying? I ain't go that deep into it. But they were saying two of his family members got shot. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, tensions was high. Tensions was high, you know what I mean? And I done seen, you know, I told you I'd be on these weak niggas, I mean, on these woke niggas and shit. And, you know, I done seen it, you know, they posting that shit. And so then, and they were saying, you know, it's some street shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it is. But, you know, the way I be thinking, that's saying, okay. I mean, did you hear about that?
Yeah, I seen Tariq Nasheed posted saying that two of his relatives, I seen it on a few outlets, it must be true that a few of his relatives or cousins or something like that was shot. I don't know if they was killed. I seen killed, but then I seen shot too, so I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's confirmed or what's not, but I seen that.
All right, so, you know, I mean, the thing I be thinking now, like, all right, that is some street shit, but the devil does not discriminate. So you don't know, we don't know that man, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody know that man until this. And I don't know, you know, he wasn't nationally known, because you ever heard of him besides this?
No.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I'm like, we don't know this nigga, and if he just gonna do that shit in broad daylight, you know, he motherfucking truck. But we don't know his family. We don't know who he knows, you know what I'm saying? This all in the same neighborhood. We don't know how they're taking it. You know what I mean? They just went and shot anybody, you know what I mean? Because I don't know who got killed or shot, but if they did kill somebody, we don't know who the fuck they killed. You know what I mean? Their personal family, like if it was girl or dude, their spouse might be feeling some type of way, their brothers and shit. And then I would hate for some shit like, we don't know who their family is. They fuck around and somebody see Lauren London, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when she come back out, you know, you can't get over grieving this. You know, she's never going to get over grieving this, but just decide to make an appearance and somebody hit her or his other baby. It could be fucking around be a war, dog. That's just some possibilities that I would hate to see happen, if you could feel where I'm coming from.
Nah, I feel you. I feel you, especially if he, you know, if dude is connected, if his peoples is really on that. I mean, from what I hear, man, I heard conflicted stories, man. I see some niggas, they saying that he's a rolling 60 Crip, same set that Nipsey was rep, and then some niggas saying, nah, he wasn't no 60, he was just a nigga that, you know, they knew, like, he was around, but he wasn't a Crip, you know what I'm saying? You hear that, too?
Nah, I mean, I'm just going with, you know, basically, like, the first two things I've seen of it. You know what I mean?
So, I don't know, you know, like you said, you don't know who he connected with, and, you know, some people would be like, man, they don't care about, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't going to care about Nipsey's celebrity status or nothing if, you know, we'll just say, if some of Nipsey's people or whoever did it shot that dude's cousins, then his people is going to come back. You know, it's a never-ending retaliation. You know how that go, man. You know, it's how the streets go. Like, you take one of mine, I'm taking two of yours, you taking three of mine, you know, and it just keep going. It's going to be bloodshed. So hopefully that's not the case, but, you know, it could definitely end up like that.
Yeah, then, you know, like this era of clout chasing, niggas liable to do anything for views, for niggas to see them do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the nigga, it was a nigga on Instagram Live saying he was the one that shot the dude, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, niggas do anything to kill, because we don't know what the fuck had happened with that dude. We don't know where the fuck he was at. The nigga was probably in Arkansas filming that shit. You know what I'm saying? For real. The era, because when dude was in, like, he didn't even know where the fuck he was. You know what I'm saying? Niggas could have been out goddamn New York somewhere just playing and shit. But that just go you to show you the goddamn, you know, the era we in, dog. But this is like the social matrix, yeah. Social matrix. That's what the fuck this is. And niggas do anything. And anything, just, you know, nigga might just film some shit. Niggas be on the lookout. Fuck them, man. This shit crazy, dog. We just for views, we just let an elderly lady get kicked in the goddamn head. Just for views, right? And niggas right there, just, ooh. Man, this shit crazy, dog. I would hate to see happen. But the early, man, this shit crazy, man. We don't know these these crazy-ass goddamn undercover clan motherfuckers. And I would just be thinking about this shit like this shit could really be happening more than we think with these goddamn masks and shit. You know what I'm saying? These crazy ass white. I'd be like, damn, this shit. I mean, that's just what I'd be thinking about. Shit like that could happen. They just be out just doing that shit and just be posting that shit. Like, these crazy ass. If I be thinking about it, somebody gonna be fucking around doing some shit like that. Because they probably already doing it.
That's real, man.
They're going to make it. You know what the media are going to do? Social media at that. Social media is going to be a goddamn war. And then they going to it's really ain't a war, but social media going to make it a war, like media made it a war with the other bees. You know, popping big, really. You know what I'm saying? And social media making it seem like they're in a war. So they going to get the war because of social media. And you see the goddamn trend, niggas just post all their crime. and get let they do shit to get locked up is what it seemed like.
I mean, one thing I can say though, man, I love the love that's being shown for Nipsey. I mean, everywhere. I mean, I'm talking about Seattle, Washington, people all the way out there. You know what I'm saying? Like I seen New York. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody, you know, everybody remembering them and paying homage and showing love. You know, it's always bad that you gotta. I ain't gonna say he had to wait till he's dead to get his love, because man, Nipsey had love while he was here for sure. But you know, of course, there's gonna be more. You know what I'm saying? Because it was tragic the way he got taken out. But I'm just glad that everybody's showing him the love and he getting the credit he deserved. It's just messed up because to me, he ain't even peaked yet. Like he didn't even get to reach his full potential. He just really became mainstream last year. You know what I'm saying? Before that, unless you was like a real, you know, hip hop cat, like on the West Coast, a lot of people didn't know who he was. Your average person, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, if you was in the hip hop and you know, like I've been following his mixtapes and stuff for a while, but until last year when he put his first album out, you know what I'm saying? Like that's when he put that album out. That you know, that's what made him pop. And then he also got you know, he got nominated for a Grammy, you know what I'm saying? In my humble opinion, he had arguably the best album of 2018 between I had him and Pusha T kind of like neck and neck, best album last year, best mainstream album. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. He had a lot of good stuff to come, man, but you know, unfortunately, you know, more details are going to unfold. So we can only go off of what we know now, but they got dude in custody. What you think, man? That's one something I want to ask you, man, before we got to wrap it up. What you think is going to happen to dude? Like, you think in prison he going to get murked? Or you think he going to end up just being in prison and actually like just doing a bid, just basically being in prison and nothing really happened to him?
Yeah. Alright, it's two ways I gotta look at this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because he's black. This will bring me, if he was fucking around, you know, and paid just to go around there, because we don't know what the fuck was happening before. I mean, anything. It'd be fucked up because, you know what I'm saying, some motherfucking black man killing a black man and shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn. But, hold up. What the fuck did you ask me?
Oh, man. See, hit you over there. Blow. Nah, I was saying the killer, Eric Holder, you think it's going to happen to him in prison? You think he's going to get murdered? You think he's going to be smooth, have you know, smooth selling or not?
Man, he's going to get up in that joint. He's going to fuck around and get protected. Because if he goes to a prison, they don't want to be the prison really known that, you know, they got a motherfucker killed in there. It's going to make them look like they lacking. I mean, from being in prison, you know what I'm saying? That's what I see. They're going to pad his man on PC. He can be on there for the rest of his life. Or he going there. If he go in there, man, it's crazy because if they kill him, and then, you know what I mean, they got these motherfucking white boys. Like, Dylan Roof only got punched in the eye. And Dylan Roof killed 9 black people in church. And so if they kill a black man but won't kill didn't kill that goddamn white boy, you know what I mean, that's going to be a fucked up visual, the way I see it. You know what I'm saying? But I think the man is going to be on PC, and that's where the fuck he's going to be for a long-ass time. Because you go in there, we don't hear about none of these white boys, these cops no more. You know what I'm saying? We're going to forget about this shit, like, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? They're going to send that man on PC, and that man will be chilling because something's going to happen, and we're going to go to the next joint. You know what I'm saying? So that man, we're going to forget about that man. You know what I'm saying? If something happens to him, maybe 2 years, they'll post that shit. But so much more shit going to happen, then we're going to forget about this shit. That man will be chilling, in my humble opinion. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it, really. That's how I look at it, really. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, it's me, though. You know that man is dropping it. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say the crazy thing is I wonder if he gonna tell, you know, get to tell his side of the story, and if it's even gonna be, you know, if he even speak about it, if it's gonna be, I mean, because he gotta plead guilty, man. You know what I'm saying? They got him on camera and everything. He'll be a fool to plead not guilty. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude is, you know, they got him. So, but I just want to know if he gonna tell, you know, we ever gonna find out exactly word for word what was said, you know, why, you know what I'm saying? If it's any more, you know, it seems like it's just some jealous shit for real, in my opinion. But, you know, maybe it was more to it. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Because I know the police was saying that he had walked up to them a few times, like two or three times before he actually killed them. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if it was really just that, what Nipsey's people said. Like, he kept walking up. And they was just like, nah, bro, you gotta, you know, you can't be around here. You know what I'm saying? You know what you on, bro. Like, we ain't with that. And then, you know, he was just on some, oh, y'all gonna do me like that? All right, y'all niggas gonna see me. You know what I'm saying? You know how it go, bro. Like, you know, we've been in the streets, bro. We know how it go. That's what I'm thinking, bro. It was just, and, you know, and then when he came back, it probably shocked him. You know what I'm saying? Because Nipsey, man, he was just comfortable, bro. Like, he was hella comfortable. Yeah. You see the way he was dressed, man. He had, like, the basketball shorts on. He posted with his partners and shit. Like, that's home for him. He you know, a lot of people say, man, he was slipping, but it's like, can't really even fault him because he at home. You know what I'm saying? He like, man, he everybody know him in the community. He's doing good shit. You know what I'm saying? So he probably just like, man, I'm good out here. Ain't nobody going to do me like that. But, man, you know that's how it go, man. Like, I seen an interview with Tupac when he was locked up. And he was saying he never thought a black person would, you know, basically harm him at all, ever. He's like, just because, you know, him being raised as a Panther, he just felt like, you know, like, I'm a spokesperson for the black people, man. Like, black people fuck with me, man. Like, I ain't going to never have to worry about that. And he was like, man, niggas end up robbing me, shooting me. He's like, I got a motherfucking black chick accusing me of rape. He was like, man, he's like, I was just naive, bro. He's like, I just thought my people just would never do me like that. You know what I'm saying? And that'd be a lot of times, man, it's sad to say, man, like, just too comfortable around our own people. And I hate to say it like that because, you know, shit, you know, I fuck with black people, man. Like, shit, I'm black. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with black people to the fullest. But, man, it'd be a lot of, like I said earlier, man, crabs in a barrel, man. That shiesty shit. Niggas hate you for no reason.
Hey, that's how they did me. You know what I mean? I almost died,
man.
A motherfucker. So, you know what I mean? I mean, this shit crazy, because I get to thinking about the goddamn universe. I was like, man, this shit crazy. What the fuck is running this shit? You know what I mean? Then I get to thinking about all this other crazy shit that's going on, man. I be thinking about some old deep shit. Like, God damn, this, like I always say, this motherfucking world about to be crazy.
Man, we gonna touch on some more of those crazy topics, man. We'll be back, you know. We'll be back tomorrow. You know, boy, y'all hear this when y'all hear it, but you know what I'm saying, tomorrow night. Y'all know how we do, man. Unscripted Network, Dope Fresh to Dine, C Hicks. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned, man. We gonna cover everything, man. Everything y'all wanna hear about, we gonna cover it. So y'all stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in. Unscripted, we out.
Yeah, and you might hear some shit you don't want to hear. And we out.